This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. In appearances during the Illinois State Fair, Governor J.B. Pritzker and his Republican challenger, Darren Bailey, offered different visions for how to improve public education in Illinois. Pritzker acknowledged more funding is needed, but maintained his administration has provided significant new funding that has led to improved student performance. Bailey said test scores show too many students are not performing at grade level in reading and math, and argued that schools need less government oversight, not more funding. The Pritzker campaign also criticized Bailey over the curriculum at a private religious school he founded in 2016. Bailey now reports that school has received threatening messages and blamed Pritzker for creating a potentially dangerous situation with his rhetoric. Illinois is getting $768 million in a settlement with Facebook parent company Meta, and some political leaders have differing ideas on how to spend it.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office helped secure the legal win. They say the money should be used for remediation of harms done to kids by Meta and other social media companies. This includes funding after-school programs, crisis intervention, and mental health services. But the Illinois Federation of Teachers wants the money to plug school budget holes, especially for Chicago. An IFT spokesperson says youth programming begins in school and wants Governor Pritzker to, quote, prioritize students. But Pritzker says the Chicago Public Schools shortfall is an ongoing need, needing more than just a one-time cash infusion like the Meta windfall. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Lymphedema is a chronic condition caused by a disruption in the lymphatic system that leads to swelling, most commonly in the arms or legs. While the condition cannot be cured, it can often be effectively managed through treatments such as compression garments, manual lymphatic drainage therapy, and compression pumps. Whole body vibration plates, which create rapid muscle contractions while users stand, sit, or exercise on the device, have attracted attention online for claims they can improve circulation, reduce swelling, and support lymphatic health. Rachel Roman is an OSF healthcare physical therapist specializing in lymphedema treatment. She says more research is needed.
There's been a lot of positive research regarding especially improvements in circulation, improved, venous vasodilation, getting the blood moving. And while the circulatory system and the lymph system go hand in hand, there's not as much research looking directly at people with lymphedema and use of vibration plates.
Read more at WSIU.org.